Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Sam. I am calling regarding an offer I received.
Oh, okay. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code on that offer?
I do. It's 2311-2901-0044-9435.
9435. All right. Give me 1 second. I'll pull up your file, see what we're working with here.
Sure.
All right. All right. I'm sorry. Could you give me that number one more time? It didn't go through.
Yeah, sure. 2311-2901-0044-9435.
Okay. All right, and what was your name?
My name is Bruce Vard, V-A-R-D.
Okay, Bruce, and what's the name of the business that you're calling with?
We trade as Intelligent Office, but the corporate name is The Informed Office, Inc.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right, got it right here. All right, and we have your address as 525 Route 73 North, number 104 in New Jersey?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And what is the structure of the business over there? Are you incorporated?
Yeah, we're an S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay.
I've been in 13 years.
Oh, nice. And
I've been an owner.
All right. What's the ownership look like over there, the breakdown? Are you 100% or?
100%. I am 100%, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, nice. All right, well, looks like what you have there is a pre-approved offer for both working capital and equipment financing. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction here.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for, I actually recently upgraded all my equipment, so I'm good there. But I'm looking to expand in some of the markets. I'm looking for operating capital, for marketing, and sales.
Okay. Marketing and sales. Any idea of how much you were looking for?
Well, I'd like if I could get $100,000, that'd be awesome. Minimum would be 60.
Minimum would be 60. Okay, that's a good starting point for me here.
All right. Would be optimal.
Okay. All right. And did you have an idea of how soon you wanted to get the funds in place?
Within a month.
Within a month, okay.
But, you know, as long as it's by next month.
Got it. All right. So what type of marketing are you looking to do?
A lot of internet marketing, as well as direct sales. Business development.
Okay. Have you done any marketing like this before?
Yeah, we currently do some today with intelligence.com.
Okay.
But I just want to expand. I want to expand the typically advertising and expand on the other forms of social media advertising. I'm not spending as much as I'd like to be spending to generate more leads.
Okay. All right. So a couple questions just to see kind of what we'll be working with here. What do you do for your gross annual sales, like top line revenue?
It's just a little under 600,000, but I want to give you an exact.
Okay.
Really? That's good to hear. Wow.
Like I said, we did last year, but we're trailing higher this year.
Okay, nice.
Really? So you guys are
going to
be has Tim mentioned maybe bringing on some additional equipment or anything like that?
All right, so I'm looking at the 6 months ending June 2016, and
I know the way things have changed. It's not the worst problem though, having to fight over
revenues. 268,000.
Okay. 268. You said that's through June.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right, I see it.
That's okay. Like 536.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So, typically for the working capital programs, we're usually able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line revenue. So, I mean, you'd probably, ballpark figure be looking around 60 to 80,000 of what's available to you, just off the top. Now, how about what does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It's good. It's not like it's like 675, something like that.
Okay.
We did have a personal bankruptcy in 2010, which was actually 2009, which was discharged in February 2010.
Oh, okay, no problem.
But yeah, so that's quite a while ago, 6 years
Yeah.
ago.
Yeah, as long as that's discharged, we'll.
Yeah, but that took a while to, obviously, that hurts your credit. It took a while to get out of that. So
Oh,
that
absolutely.
was, like, I'm at 670 now. I was actually 695 about a month and a half ago. I don't know why it goes up and down.
Oh yeah, it'll definitely fluctuate. Do you have do you I'm sorry, does the business operate with like a line of credit?
There's not a lot of debt in the business right now. There's
Oh, okay.
one. I think I have
Nice.
a total about $70,000 of debt that will be scheduled to be paid off by next year.
Oh, okay. Nice. And now, have you done a working capital loan before?
Been a long time. It's been a long time since I've done one, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
I gotcha. So.
7, 8, something like that.
Oh, whoa. All right. Well, may have changed a little since then. It's an always changing industry, but really, as long as you don't have any current ones out, we should still be working off of that top 10 to 15% of what's available to you. So at least we're still, on track to at least shoot for what you're looking for. With 60 being the minimum that you see you'll be able to, start working with, and you've done marketing like this before, what type of return do you expect to see on something like that?
Well, I mean, it's we're pretty good at about 25% close ratio on leads, on qualified leads. And internet leads generate are the best, the most qualified leads that
Oh,
we
okay.
have versus cold calling. What we do want to do some telemarketing also. But I just want to really significantly increase my internet presence.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. What do you guys primarily do?
We do a bunch of things. We're business services, but we have executive suites that we rent out. We have offices that we rent. We have front office for a lot of. We have about 150 customers, and
Oh,
they
okay.
manage their calls. We're the front office manager, front line help desk, appointment scheduling, intakes. We do sales for some of our customers. They're all small businesses, 1 to 5 employee businesses.
Oh, okay.
A lot of lawyers, a lot of consultants, and wealth managers, and pretty much to run the gamut of white collar professional businesses.
I
We also
gotcha.
serve a decent amount of contract trade businesses, self-employed, home repair folks, electricians,
Oh, sure. Contractors.
contractors. We do all. We're their front end. We're their face of the customer, their customers, their callers. So, if somebody's calling in and they need an estimate for a kitchen, they'll call our receptionist staff, actually the member of their staff, and then schedule an appointment for them, and actually, manages the whole process until they actually close the customer and get their business. So we really help a lot of our small businesses actually a lot bigger and be more professional than they can on their own.
Okay.
We have 6 employees, 4 are on salary, 4 on salary, and 2, my wife and myself are not on salary.
Oh, I see. It's a nice little operation. Okay.
It's weathered the storm. It's been through 2 economic downturns, the biggest one in 2008.
Yeah, anybody who made it after that is doing something right.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, so it sounds like I got a basic idea of what we're working toward here. Basically these working capital programs, it's unsecured cash, so it would be just cash that's deposited into the business checking account, where you then can spend it, you know, however you see fit. The terms on these programs generally range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So they're somewhat shorter terms, but what we do is, much like how we get you qualified for the largest amount possible, I'll get you qualified for the longest term possible as well, and then work backwards from there. So you can kind of, when we get the approval, you can choose how much you want to use, and then choose the term length that matches kind of, you know, when you expect to see your return on that, so it matches up. Now, the term, we'll give you a couple different options as far as payback options for each term. So really, the first step is just to get you qualified, and from there, we can go over a couple different options. Now, to get you qualified, I'm going to need a few things. And I can send all this to you in an email, but I'll give you a quick rundown.
Sure, that'd be good.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a one-page application. The application is pretty straightforward and simple. On top of that, I need 6 months of the business bank account statements, as well as the most recent business tax return that you have. Do you guys have 2015 filed already?
No, we don't. We have
okay.
September, so we have 2014.
Okay, if that's the case, then I would need the 2014 return and then the 2015 extension. We can work with that. I'll make a note of that. I'll put that in the email as well. And then, do you guys accept credit cards as payments from your customers at all?
We do, less and less. We offer that as a payment form, but we prefer ACH. So.
Oh, sure. Okay. So how about,
I don't know, maybe 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, maybe up to 10, depends on the month.
Okay. Now, it's not a big amount, but it's, you know, a measurable amount. So I think also I would need 4 months of the merchant processing statements, just to show the credit card sales. So basically that puts us at the tax return, the bank statements, and the merchant processing statements. And then just off of those, I'm able to get you an approval, with, you know, the different options that we can go over. Now, how about, what is a good email address I can send kind of the application and that list over to?
It would be bbard, as my first initial last name, bbard at intelligentoffice.com. One word, intelligent office. You already have it.
Got it, yeah. Dbard at intelligentoffice.com. Okay, so I can go ahead. I'll put the email together. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions while you're going through it, you can give me a call directly. You can send me an email. I can get right back to you. But, you know, once I get everything back from you, we usually can get an approval in about 24 to 48 hours, and then go over some options from there.
Sounds good. So let me ask you, one thing I don't know is my checklist amount of intervention. I know I've had the 14 times, like 6 months bank statement. Certainly I can get the 4 months. But one thing that might take more than a day or two is not medication. I don't know if we actually filed it yet. I'll have my hands on it myself. But I mean, that would be... That should be the least of everything you need, right?
Absolutely. I would say, you know, if you have the processing statements, the bank statements, and the 14 tax return, send that over and I can get it started. Really, the extension will come into play once we kind of, you know, are ready to move on to the next step. That would be the requirement. So I can at least get, you know, the ball rolling just on the three, and then when we get the extension, send it my way.
What's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Sam.
Sam?
Yes.
All right. I'll be looking for email. Meanwhile, I'll get my staff help me get together the necessary docs.
Okay. Do you think you were going to try to get that back in today? Because I can get you on the agenda for this afternoon, if that's the case.
I already have electronically the bank statement. And,
oh, okay.
I don't have electronically the merge statements. I'm going to have to get my staff to put them out of the file and scan and give them to me.
Oh, okay.
I will. You want me to send it to you all in batch, or you?
You know, you can send it as you have it. You can send it in one batch. It all works. I'll confirm with you each time you send me something that I received it, just so we're on the same page. But if you have the application and the bank statements and the tax return and you're still working on the merchant statements, you can send the other three to me and I can start moving with those as well. I have a meeting with the underwriters at 2 p.m. today. I'm in California, so I'm a little, you know, you're a little ahead of me in time. So by 5 p.m., if you can have everything over to me probably before, I would say 3:30 your time, I can package it up and get you on the docket for this afternoon's meeting.
All right. Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay, sounds good. Did you have, you know, any other questions for me, Bruce?
No. The only thing that I'm that's a little bit of a red flag for me is the short 3 month payback would not work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and what we'll do, we'll get you qualified for the longest term. It goes up to 3 years. Usually, though, I mean, to be upfront with you, what I see for first-time customers is probably about the 24 months, so 2 years. But we can shoot for the longest if that's what you're looking for, and then kind of, you know, work with what options we get. The 3 months, that's really rare. Usually that comes up when you're, you know, purchasing inventory that you're turning over very quickly, so you want a shorter term. So that probably won't be the case that we're working with here.
Yeah, I probably, you know, 20 months probably work with anything less than a year. It's a bigger capital.
Sure, right. Okay.
It takes a while to build the business up and ramp it up.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. I'll make a note of that too, so we're both, you know, working at the same thing. I don't want to come back with any options that, you know, going to be a waste of time or anything like that.
No, it's all a good conversation. So I will start working on this and hopefully have it to you before you leave.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send it over. It'll take me about 5 minutes.
All right, Sam. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Yeah.